The children in some Indian slums greet Tanya Pinto with joy and affection. She has given them food, educational materials, and above all, hope through her project called Baal Dan, which means child donation in Hindi. Tanya was working in an advertising company in Dallas when she decided to go visit the country of her birth to work with a well-known charitable effort.
I decided to take a sabbatical from my very fast-paced job in advertising, and I took 3 months off, and I went to India, and I worked at Mother Teresa's orphanage in Calcutta, and I also traveled around a little bit. And that experience was life-changing, and that's why I decided to start a charity.
Tanya started this project in 2005 with small donations from friends and co-workers.
I would pass them in the hallway, and they'd say, hey, the next time you go back to India, here's $20, here's $50, here's $10 for the children.
Thanks to these small donations and fundraising efforts in Dallas and elsewhere, she's been able to feed children, support orphanages, and sponsor some children's education. When she travels to India, Tanya says she enjoys playing with the children and taking them, however briefly, out of the slums where most of them live.
I'll take them to the zoo or to the park, and so I'll do things that are really fun activities because these are children who are living in unimaginable poverty, so I like to bring some fun to their lives.
Tanya Pinto started small, but she's now aiming at larger projects with growing financial support from people in Dallas and elsewhere. Tanya says with so much need in the world, even ordinary people like her can have a major impact on the lives of poor children by donating money or their time to a worthy cause.
Even if you're not a celebrity, if you're not rich, if you're not famous, you can do something to help this make this world a better place.
For some small children in India, Tanya Pinto has made the world a better place. I'm Greg Flakus for VOA's Making a Difference in Dallas.